moment. Good people live here, she always told me. Good, honest, Catholic people. And do you know something? I never had cause to doubt her. Until today.
There was a ripple around the church.
Until today,
repeated Father Monroe slowly, shaking his head in sorrow.
Is Catherine Goggin in attendance this morning?
He looked around, as if he had no idea where he might find her, even though she'd been seated in the same pew every Sunday morning for the past 16 years. In a moment, the head of every man, woman, and child present turned in her direction. Every head, that is, except for those of my grandfather and 6 uncles, who stared resolutely forward, and my grandmother, who lowered hers now just as my mother raised her own in a seesaw of shame.
Catherine Goggin, there you are, said the priest, smiling at her and beckoning her forward. Come on up here to me now like a good girl.
My mother stood up slowly and made her way towards the altar, a place she had only ever been before to take communion. Her face was not scarlet, she would tell me years later, but pale. The church was hot that day, hot with the sticky summer and the breath of excited parishioners, and she felt unsteady on her feet, worrying that she might faint and be left on the marble floor to wither and rot as an example to other girls her age. She glanced at Father Monroe nervously, meeting his rancorous eyes for only a moment before turning away.
As if butter wouldn't melt, said Father Monroe, looking out at his flock and offering a half-smile. How old are you now, Catherine? He asked.
16, Father, said my mother.
Say it louder, so the good people at the back of the church can hear you.
16, Father.
16. Now lift your head and look at your neighbours. At your own mother and father who have lived decent Christian lives and been credits to the parents who went before them. At your brothers, whom we all know to be fine, upstanding young men, hard workers who have led no girl astray. Do you see them, Catherine Goggin?
I do, Father.
If I have to tell you to speak up again, I'll hit you slap across this altar, and there's not a soul in the church that would blame me for it.
I do, Father, she repeated, louder now.
I do. That will be the only time you ever utter those words in a church. Do you realise that, little girl? There'll never be a wedding day for you. Your hands are going to your fat belly, I see. Is there a secret that you're hiding?
A gasp from the pews now. This was what the congregation had suspected, of course. What else could it have been? But they had waited for confirmation. Eyes flitted back and forth between friends and enemies alike. Conversations already being prepared in their heads. The Goggins, they would say. I would expect nothing less from that family. He can barely write his name in a scrap of paper, and she's a peculiar article.
I don't know, Father, said my mother. You don't know? Of course you don't know.
Sure, aren't you just an ignorant wee slut who has no more sense than a rabbit in a hutch? And the morals to match, I might add. All you young girls out there, he said now,
raising his voice as he turned to look out at the people of Galeen, who sat still in their seats as he pointed at them.
All you young girls are to take a look at Catherine Goggin here and learn what happens to girls who play fast and loose with their virtue. They find themselves with a child in their belly and no husband to take care of them.
A roar went around the church.
There had been a girl who got herself pregnant on Sherkin Island the previous year.
It was a wonderful scandal.
The same had happened in Skibbereen the Christmas before last. Was Galeen to earn the same mark of shame? If so, the news would be all around West Cork by tea time.
Now, Catherine Goggin,
continued Father Monroe, placing a hand on her shoulder and squeezing the bone tightly between his fingers,
before God and your family and all the good people of this parish, you're to name the pup who lay down with you. You're to name him now so he can be made to give his confession and be forgiven in the eyes of the Lord. And after that, you're to get out of this church and this parish and black...